Joining me now on this candidate-centric format for our town today is Sally Wants. Sally, tell us a little bit about your background.
My background? Well, let me first start by telling you that I've lived in Florence for 17 years. Came out here on vacation in July of 2003, loved it so much we bought a house and moved here shortly thereafter. And I met up with a guy named Craig McMicken in all of my community involvement very early on, and he got me involved in a program called Leadership Florence. And Leadership Florence was all about learning all about Florence and the city and the county. And he challenged us to get involved civically. And I think it was at that very moment I knew I wanted to run for city council. 16 years ago, this is like a 16-year dream. And I'm finally here, and I'm thrilled to be available to serve this community. My background here in Florence has been human resources. I have worked for Three Rivers Casino, owned by the Confederated Tribes of the Coos Lorum Consaisla Indians, in human resources for all of my career here. And I semi-retired in January and fully retired in June, I think. And it was at that point that I full speed ahead on the city council thing. I've been wanting to do this, and when people found out I was willing to serve, they started backing me like gangbusters.
Now, it's been an odd year, to say the least, with COVID and everything else that's going on here. Did this just happen to be just the timing that it was because you retired? I mean, obviously, when you retired in January, you didn't know what was coming up this year. But things got a little tense over the past year to 2 years, especially on city council. Was that in your mind when you decided to run?
I decided to run 16 years ago.
So regardless
of where we
now,
went.
You
nope.
wanted to do this. This just happened to be the perfect time.
This just happened to be, what do they call it, the perfect storm?
Yeah.
This was the perfect time for me to do it. I had no longer any real obligation and hours to an employer. I will miss that income, don't get me wrong, because this is a full-time job unpaid. But I am willing to do it. My spouse, Jennifer, and I have agreed that we can afford to do this and give me the time and space to serve this community. So,
well, obviously, this is a unique year in that two seats are not going to be renewed. Normally we have, you know, some of the counselors that go ahead and re-up. We're mm-hmm. not having that this year. So there's going to be two open seats.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fit into the idea of partisan versus nonpartisanship in a city election?
It should be nonpartisan, and it better be nonpartisan. I will bring a nonpartisan aspect to this and expect that everybody else sitting on council with me will do the same. And I will challenge them, and I expect them to challenge me if they feel it is different. Will we bring our own resources, our own backgrounds? Sure. I mean, I have my own preferences and my own beliefs, but I still have to look at it from the point of view of what is best for the city, what is best for the citizens, what's best for the people who live and work in Florence versus those who live outside of Florence but work in Florence. I mean, it's everybody. You step foot in Florence, I'm going to have your back. I'm going to try to do the best I can for you, whether you're visiting, working, playing, or living here.
What do you feel the main responsibility of the city council is? Mayor Joe Henry has said on numerous occasions, he says he feels that 90% of the responsibility is to keep the city running,
mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure that is a big part of it. Do you see that as only part of it? What do you feel is the whole responsibility?
The responsibility of the city is to absolutely keep it running, to make sure that the citizens are safe, the streets are safe, the water is clean, the air is clean to the extent we can do something with the air. The water, the wastewater, all the city services, the police, absolutely, and support the special districts that are out there because they offer the other pieces, parts that make up what attracts people to move here and live here and stay here.
When you got involved in civic activities when you first moved here,
mm-hmm.
what made the city council so attractive to you?
I think it was because Craig took us to, you know, one of our first city council meetings, and I sat in that room, and Alan Burns was mayor. I don't recall who else was on council at the time, but I was just taken aback by the people sitting up there in the old building and how they processed what the things were going on. I mean, my eyes are moving as we're talking right now because I'm visually seeing these counselors talking about issues that were before them, either processes, procedures, new laws that need to be enacted, and the city staff supporting them to make sure that they're on the right path. And I said to myself, I want to sit up there. I didn't really know at the time that there were committees that you could get involved with. I just knew that that's what I wanted. My eye was on that particular seat.
Now, the city staff, obviously, when you were watching this, realizing that the city staff was a big engine behind what was going on here.
Yeah.
I would imagine, and I won't put words in your mouth, I'll let you answer, human resources helped you to develop communication skills?
Yes. I'm also, when I first moved to Florence, I was practicing in Denver, Colorado as a personal life and business coach. And I came to Florence and I thought I could pick up where I left off. But 17 years ago, it was a hard sell in a brand new community. Nobody knew who Sally Wants was. Why would I want to hire you for my personal coaching? And they thought coaching was all about basketball and football. So that's when I got on the speaking circuit. I spoke at the Chamber and all these other organizations, Rotary, Kiwanis, Seroptimus, City Club. I joined Toastmasters. And that's when I'm losing track as to what you asked me. So tell me if I'm off course. But I started to meet all these different people and had a appreciation for what I could do in human resources with that skill as well. So using coaching, coactive coaching, listening, in my last couple of years at Three Rivers, I was the leadership development coach. I think that was the title. I can't remember now. And working with management on how they could better communicate with their staff. And always being available for staff or management to talk about differences that they might be having with one another and how can we bridge that gap and work together. You know, HR is no different than a city in that respect, that HR, an organization, a good organization has a good HR department that has good policies and procedures that are codified by management. And once that's done, now you have your playbook in hand. And if something goes wrong, you open the playbook and you say, well, let's look at the policy on behavior, what is appropriate and what isn't. The city has the same thing. There's the city code. There's any number of other documents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all set out in stone. And as someone has said, I think it was even Aaron, I'm quoting you, Aaron Reynolds, you know, the city staff will always help the council make sure that whatever decisions we make are moral and ethical and legal. And I love that because that's the same background I come from HR. Is it the right decision? Is it the right policy? Does the policy need to be updated? We looked at the handbook every single year and had management look at the handbook. We offered it to the employees. What do you see that needs to be updated? Simple example was 15 years ago, male employees could not have pierced ears, could not wear piercings. That took several years to get changed, trying to get up to speed with the current deal. Now, yeah. Piercings are not a big deal anymore. Now they're dealing with tattoos. And I love my former employer. I think they did a really, really good job on keeping up to date with policies and that handbook. So
it's funny because I can remember back in the days in the restaurant business, men wearing a Band-Aid.
Yes,
or a Band-Aid over the eyebrow,
yes,
or the ear,
yes,
or something, or on the nose.
Yes. Oh, you daren't,
like,
show that. Oh,
yeah.
No.
And then so how things have changed.
So things have changed and you have to update your way of thinking. You have to stay ahead of the game. You have to find out, like for the city of Florence, I imagine if there was a problem we were having here, I doubt we would go to Seattle to see how they solve it. We'd go to another like-minded city. And I think we're part of the Oregon League of Cities. We'd go to another small community and say, how have you handled it? Mm-hmm. Find the best practices and take a good look at them. That's what I would love to do.
Sally Wants is running for city council. Sally, good luck and look forward to seeing how the election turns out in November.
Thank you very much, George. I appreciate the time.
Stay tuned for more of the October edition of Our Town. We got Boomer Wright coming up next.